Welcome to Sports Business Secrets. I'm your host, Kevin Tarka. This podcast is specifically designed to share secrets from experts in the sports business world to help you along your own path to success in this industry. Each episode is packed with lessons and insights that never expire. You'll hear from general managers of professional teams to CEOs of sports tech companies to agents, coaches, players, and everything in between. I invite you to join me in real time on my personal journey of representing players and coaches, traveling the world, and always finding a way to battle through obstacles in this competitive industry. Happy Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Today is March 28th, 2024. The long wait since Sunday is finally over. The treacherous road of three full days without college basketball has come to an end. Or I guess I should say without NCAA March Madness college basketball, since there's been a couple other tournaments going on. But we finally have our Sweet 16 matchups tonight, so I'm looking forward to that. So what am I doing today, and where am I? Great question. Currently, I am in lovely East Rutherford, New Jersey, home of the American Dream Mall around the Meadowlands, which is a mall that honestly I thought flopped a few years back. I remember when they were making the, you know, the huge marketing push to put a huge ski ramp and a Ferris wheel. And, you know, if you've ever driven up the highway in New Jersey past the city, you've seen it. But anyways, I'm not simply out here on a shopping spree, although that would be nice. There's a new, or I guess relatively new event called the Throne Championships, which is, it's another high school national championship type of event. It's the second year that they're operating. Last year was in Atlanta. And to be honest, I just found out about it the other day from a tweet or an Instagram post or something along those lines, because the NBPA was tagged in it and they actually partnered with the NBPA this year to run the event, which is a very curious or let's say interesting partnership. As you know, I'm a huge, huge fan and advocate of the NBPA and how they support both players and agents. So I needed to come out and check it out. I will say that I've been to actually a couple, surprisingly, a couple of cool basketball events in malls before, one of which was at the Mall of America in Minneapolis during the Final Four. I think that was one of the first or maybe second or third years of the Dos Equis 3-on-3 NCAA event. I'm not sure if they still do that, but they had an awesome half court set up in the mall. It was really cool. But this one might've been better. It might've taken the cake. They put down a full court right in the middle of the mall where they previously had, I believe they had a full size hockey rink. So they obviously took the floor out, they put down the basketball floor and they had all the branding and stuff. So it was pretty cool. I went to games all day yesterday. There was a handful of top 100 players, some high major commits, some mid major commits, some underclassmen who have yet to commit. So there's definitely some good talent there. So just today, a few takeaways for you in this "What am I doing today?" episode. First one is the NBA obviously continues to invest in youth coverage. Now I'm talking from a business standpoint here. I'm not talking from NBA team perspective. I'm talking about like NBA office. So all of these games, or at least most of them, were streamed on NBA TV or in the NBA app. I think they had a little bit of both, which is huge, which is big time. I mean, I'm not talking about YouTube. I'm not talking about live streamed on Flow Hoops or Baller TV or some other broadcasts. And no offense to any of those companies. I know they have a lot of events, a lot of great events. They do a good job, but NBA TV is different, right? Being streamed as a high school basketball game on a Wednesday evening in March is pretty big time. So obviously the NBA is continuing to invest in that coverage. The second takeaway is the NBA, again, but now from a team perspective, is continuing to invest in scouting these youth prospects and youth levels, right? I mentioned this obviously had some solid recruits here, you know, some high major prospects and a couple, of course, NBA level prospects. But 5 years ago, and I could be wrong, but I don't know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 3 years ago, maybe how many NBA teams would send scouts to the middle of a mall, again, on a Wednesday night to watch high school games like that. I mean, off the top of my head, there was at least, and this was day one, this is a 3 or 4 day event, there was at least 9 or 10 different NBA teams that had scouts there. And that was just people that I was able to say hello to because I know them or catch up with them. There might have been more because scouts sometimes keep a low profile. But I think that's just really interesting to note that, you know, there just continues to be more and more talented players across the country, more and more events, which makes it difficult for NBA teams or personnel or scouts to keep track of. But obviously it's important. Intel is important. The third takeaway here is that genuine relationships continue to be important. I can't tell you how many times this month, more than ever, I think it's a byproduct of the chaos of the transfer portal, but more than ever, with the amount of movement, the amount of or the lack of transparency, let's say, people need to call people they trust. People need to call people they know will answer the phone. People need to call people that have the right information and quickly, and do things in a professional manner. And just, you have to have those types of relationships that you can count on. And it's not that they weren't important in the past, but now when there's a lot more pressure and a lot more chaos and a lot more just questions around who's going where, who's available, what's their market value. Again, that I mentioned a second ago, that adds to the need for more transparency. But those genuine relationships are just that much more important. So whether it's a college team trying to figure out what the true value of an NIL deal is, and maybe needing to sort through the bullshit offers of an AAU coach saying this is what the kid needs, or a family member asking for an extra $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 just to pocket some off the top, or it's an NBA team going back to do intel, trying to gather feedback from an old high school coach or a trainer or somebody that the player who's in college now then played at. Remember, the people you surround yourself with or who you interact with today, it's important. Like, you might not need something from them now, but the day you do, even if it's a simple phone call that you have to make for intel or a favor that you do have to ask, you better have built up trust and reputation and honesty over a long period of time versus only calling them when you need something. So giving without expectation, as a reminder that I've said probably on 50% of the podcast episodes I do solo, and guests have mentioned, it goes a long way. So that just came up again in conversations yesterday, so I wanted to point that out. And then the last thing I got for you today on this quick little update episode is a quick shout out. So in between a few of the games yesterday, I was at I was at the mall much longer than I had wanted to be at a mall. It was probably 8 hours. It was 8 hours. I went out to grab a coffee and someone came up to me when I was out in the mall and introduced himself and said, "Hey, I just want to say hello and tell you, you know, how appreciative I am for your podcast. I listen to every single episode," and just continued to tell me his story. You know, he got his FIBA license and eventually NBPA certified, and he's currently an agent, and, you know, just how much the episodes meant to him. And for me, that was amazing. Like, and I told him this, like, that's why I started the podcast. That was super cool. I've had a handful of instances, whether I'm here in the States or abroad, where people have come up to me and thanked me for babbling into this microphone and sharing what I've learned. It's super special. It means a lot. And, you know, it's the most valuable and impactful takeaway for me from this podcast. So, you know, sure. I hope in the near future to get some partnerships and sponsors and maybe make a little bit of revenue to keep the lights on and keep growing this podcast and get it into more audiences. But 500 and what, 18, 19, whatever this is, episodes in, that was never the plan. The goal was to learn myself. The goal was to then share what I learned. The goal was then to keep building relationships and my reputation. And ultimately, if I could help one person learn something new, it was all worth it. So Dakota, I know you're listening. You get the Listener of the Year award. I appreciate you. I enjoyed our conversations. Keep doing your thing. This young man took a leap of faith that many people are too scared to do, honestly. And I told him that. So he took action. He continues to put himself out there. And that's a big time win in itself. So again, I know you're listening. Just want to give you a quick little shout out here. I respect it. I'm rooting for you. And I know I'll see you on the road here soon. Last thing with these updates, I usually do a KTA one. So Donovan, Donovan plays today in Kosovo. Jaimin plays on Saturday in Serbia, trying to finish the season strong. And a big time shout out to my guy Toyo, who is in Tokushima in Japan. B3, they clinched a playoff spot, and that's this is a well deserved shout out, because that's big time. Don't forget, this is a expansion team. Literally the first year that this team was made from scratch. And you got Zach running the show from the GM standpoint. You got obviously DeMarcus Berry's the head coach. Dan Kim joined as an assistant coach. So I'm very happy for those guys. It's not a surprise at all because of the amount of work they put in and just how good of coaches and good of people they are, and how well they are at their respective jobs. And again, you know, very happy for my guy Toyo starting his rookie year, starting his professional career. Obviously, you know, rehabbing that ACL, and he's gonna be back on the court stronger than ever in no time. But that's a major accomplishment, and they're fighting here for the last 2 weekends to hopefully get a home spot in the playoffs. But they officially clinched as the 5th team out of 8 to make the playoffs. So very happy for those guys. So appreciate you tuning in, and as usual, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks again for listening, my friends. If you enjoyed the episode, or if it brought you any value at all, it would mean the world to me if you could give it a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. If you share it on social media, make sure you tag me at Kevin Tarka. If there are any topics that you want me to dive into, or any guests you'd love for me to have on the show, just shoot me a message and I will do my best to make it happen. Have an amazing day, and hope to see you back here soon.